We just watched the school board vote unanimously to change the name of Nathan B. Forrest High School. We don't know yet what it will become. For you as a superintendent, what does this mean?
I think it means making a recommendation and then receiving the board's approval to move forward as a city and a school district on an issue that has been divisive.
We heard a lot of comments from folks who were for and against renaming Forrest. And I noticed that on both sides, there were people who were saying we need to move past this. What is it that you think Jacksonville is leaving behind with this change?
What was particularly striking for me was the fact of how the school was named. The students, by a vast majority, wanted the name of the school to be Valhalla. Politics reigned. Obviously, the Daughters of Confederacy lobbied the school board, and then the name of the school ended up being named Nathan B. Forrest. And that was clearly a reaction to the civil rights movement and desegregation. So what I think is concerning about that is, one, it negated the voice of the students, but it also was a sign of the resistance to racial equality.
This is not the first time that there's been a vote about whether or not to change Forrest High's name. The last time was as recently as 2007, 2008, at which point the board elected not to, and they did so along color lines. What has changed in that short amount of time?
It's hard for me to speak directly to that and thoroughly because I wasn't here when that vote occurred. I can just tell you that we have a very progressive board that selected an agent of change, which is myself. And I came to Jacksonville to do things differently on behalf of children. And not only what I said, but with board members, what board members said is that we ran to be child-centric. We ran to represent the interest of children, not adults.
You've been here as superintendent for a little over a year. What have you learned about your community through this debate over the name of the school?
What I was particularly proud of is that there was no name-calling. There was very little sarcasm, and that signaled to me a maturity of a city that is moving beyond the history of slavery, of Jim Crow, of desegregation, and seeing a new Jacksonville.
What do you hope the students get out of what has happened in the past couple months here?
I hope that this scenario gives credence to the fact that their voice matters, but it allows them at some level to hear their voice so that when they leave the soon-to-be changed name of Forrest High School, that whatever it is that they do, whether they vote, whether they run for office, whether they go on to their job, raise a family, whatever that they do, that they realize that their voice matters.